This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Listen line is 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And live from Australia, Gwyneth Isaacs. Welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, it is great to hear your voice. I was thinking about what we're doing, you and I, and we are providing an educational experience discussing survival preparedness from multiple continents. And what we're finding out is that there are a lot of similarities. So if we think we can run and just escape the United States for whatever we don't like about it, if we can't fix it ourselves, we may find that the same thing is in another continent. It could be Europe. It could be Australia. It could be Central America. We have instructors in Canada, and we have instructors in all those locations. And so I really appreciate what you're doing because as a farmer, you bring a perspective to what is happening that many may not see. And here's an example. Because you're a farmer, you look down. You look at the ground. You look at the conditions. You look at the moisture content in the water. You look at and the moisture content in the ground, the water in the ground. You look at how plants are surviving and growing or thriving. You look at what's right and what's not right, and you see the differences very, very quickly because you're focused on what is happening as a farmer. I do the same thing. And unfortunately, there are many who are in our class today who do not have farms, and so they don't see the kinds of things that we see. What they're doing, and many of them are they're commuting to work. They're in high-stress environments. And it's like one thing after the next, the boss is saying, hurry up, faster, 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 fewer mistakes, let's keep going, because if you can't do it better, we've got plenty of people waiting for your job. So the pressure is intense upon them, and it's difficult for someone in those circumstances to pay attention because of the time pressure. Get it done faster, faster, faster. And then when the accelerator is lifted from them at the end of the day, it doesn't stop. They take it home with them. Can you identify with what I just mentioned?
I absolutely can. You know, I've never really had a mainstream type of job. I guess you would like to call it an office type job. So, you know, but what I can see there of what you're saying is that people who do have those types of jobs, they are under a lot of pressure. They have to do what they're told, even if what they're told makes no sense, okay? If they slowed down and had a think about it, they might think, why am I actually doing this, you know? And if that poor soul might work for somewhere like, for instance, I don't know, child protection or a police department, what their behaviours that they're being told to do and to just do it might actually be hugely destructive to somebody, you know?
Yes.
It might actually destroy a whole family. But they are getting told, listen, just pull your head in and just do it, you know? And they are acting, I think, in a robotic sense, and they're not going to think about it. But they need to stop and they need to think about it, because if they don't stop and think about it, they're going to do things that are going to open them up for a liability suit into the future. Because somebody is going to get really hacked off at them, somebody's going to be harmed by them, and somebody's going to end up suing. If they are a nice, normal person like me.
That might be the least of their problems, being sued. They might get shot.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm not advocating it.
I'm not advocating it either.
But there's a lot of people out here who have firearms, and you know, if they get hacked off enough at particular people, they might, you know. But it's not going to be me, because for one thing, I don't own firearms. You know, I just don't. And I'm not inclined that way anyway. I'm more likely to set a team of lawyers onto them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not inclined to shoot people either. However, if I'm attacked or my family's attacked and it's the only way out, yeah, I think that's what I'll be doing. I'm not looking forward to it. Don't want it to happen. Want to avoid it at all costs. I'm not advocating that we take revenge. I'm not saying those things. But what I am saying is that there are people who have probably got their Agent Orange up. They've been put in a box and there's no way out. They've been roughed up just a few many too many times by the system, and they just may lash out. And you know, you see it with these riots, and you wonder why are the people who are rioting, why are they bashing in the windows of stores? What did that store do? Probably not much. Maybe if someone wanted to buy something and didn't have enough money, the store probably said, "Yeah, we can't let you have it because you can't meet the price plus
the
tax."
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But that's a little different from being pulled over for some traffic infringement and then finding out that you've got a $400 or $600 outrageous fine coming your way, or you've been arrested or handcuffed and thrown in the back of a cage, a mobile cage, and that has happened, and people have been handcuffed and rolled around, and I have a feeling that the police may enjoy some of that roughing up people. I wish they wouldn't think that. But, you know, if you watch some of these television portrayals of police, like the Blue Bloods, boy, you see the alleged bad guys being banged up a lot. And you know, it doesn't... Yeah, eventually they show them as being actually the bad guys. They don't show the blue team roughing up, you know, the wrong people. It's always, yeah, they got the right guy. But, you know, you've got to wonder, because the police, I used to think that they had ticket quotas. And I found out that that's really not the case. It's much worse in the United States than a ticket quota. I'm talking about, you know... they call it production. And yeah. when the police officers are brought into a room, they talk about, you know, let's talk about production, guys. And, you know, we've got those fancy cars and those fancy automatic weapons that you have and the shotguns and the tasers. And, you know, it costs money to shoot those tasers, and it costs money for the handcuffs, and it costs money for the radios. And those Dodge Chargers with the Hemi head engines, they're pretty expensive. And so if you want to ride around in that rather than, you know, those old jalopies, production is kind of important. So we don't want those bad guys out there. We don't want those people riding around with broken taillights. So, you know, production. And Pete, you've been so
that,
good. You actually won.
That's the word that they're using.
They use the word production. Yeah.
Wow.
And
well, you know what?
Yeah,
that actually crosses the line into from then being anything remotely associated with law enforcement, and that mm-hmm. full-on crosses the line into them actually being highwaymen.
Well, when you say highwaymen, you know, we have in Missouri the highway patrol, but you're talking about highway robbery, aren't you?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me share with you this production thing. We have an instructor at USA Preparers who is a former police officer, a protect and serve type, and he quit. He wouldn't stay on the force because they asked him to rewrite after the fact alleged facts on police reports. I'm talking about taking a police report, modifying that police report, and then entering it into the computer system where it resides. So what I'm saying is, the original police report may be different from the police report. The handwritten police report may be different from the police report that's entered into the system. So later on, when that's what we're talking about. So later on, when it comes up,
which is a crime.
Yep, and
so
you're right on track.
And issuing false evidence.
Yeah, and so in court, it could come up. Your Honor, here's what the police report says, which is different from here are the facts.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that goes on. But let me share with you what I learned about the quotas. Now, I really thought that the police had ticket quotas. Or revenue quotas. Probably not so much in dollars of revenue, but in terms of traffic stops, DUIs, driving under the influence stops, arrests, felony arrests. And it's not a quota. What it is it's worse. Now, what could be worse than a ticket quota, as we might think about it? That would be a ticket contest. A ticket contest. Yes, a ticket contest. And I came up upon a former, well, actually, a blue team member. And I asked him about ticket quotas. He said, heck no, we don't have quotas. We can write as many tickets as we want. I can write as many as I want. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We got off on a tangent today, but I'd like to continue, Gwyneth, if that's okay. So we have an instructor here at USA Prepares who is a former cop, and here's what he told us. He told not just me, he told an assembly of instructors and students that that the way it's presented, it's not presented as, you know, you've got to do this. It's your choice. You don't have to go out and give lots of tickets, but here's what happens. You're told that these nice cars, these nice uniforms, and they cost money. The nice tools that cost money. We want to keep everybody safe. We all want to be able to go home tonight to our family. So you got to do whatever you have to do to be safe, which means in a dangerous situation, you know, shoot them first because you want to go home to your family. And, you know, and that old ladies in their vehicles could be they could be terrorists. They could be a threat. They could shoot you. So, you know, approach them as if you're going to get shot. I've been told that by multiple police officers. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And here's how it goes. So the nice car, the nice uniform.
I apologize for laughing, but I'm just, you know, oh my gosh. Carry on.
Okay. Well, and then it's the work hours. You know, Tom, you haven't done such a good job, and so go for counseling. If you don't meet the unpublished production, then what happens is you go for counseling, and they talk about, well, how can we help you? How can we help you do a better job out there and protect people? Because it doesn't look like, you know, changing people's tires and helping them on the side of the road get going and, you know, that kind of stuff, that's not what we do. We don't do that. So, you know, we want to make sure that everybody's safe and your production's down. So maybe the answer is we've got you on the wrong shift. Maybe that day shift, you know, that nice day shift in the nice area of town or the city, maybe that's not to your, maybe you're not suited for that. So let's talk about your new assignment. Your new assignment is in the combat zone. That's where you need two guns in case the first one misfires. Okay? Where there's lots and lots of activity and lots of stress and lots of being put in harm's way. That's probably what you'd like better, Tom. And we certainly can't send that new...
It's a graveyard shift while you're at it.
Well, it's the night shift in the combat zone, and we certainly don't want to get that new Dodge Charger, you know, with the Hemi head engine and the mag wheels and the wide tires and the dual exhaust and all that comfort. We can't get that scratched up. You understand, Tom. So we got, remember that old jalopy we got in the back? The one that, yeah, that's,
Crown.
That, yeah, the old Crown Victoria. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. We're not going to be able to get it painted for you, but and it kind of looks like an eyesore, but that's good because, you know, we want you to blend in with
with where we're sending.
And yeah, and then the icing on the cake is that the former friends that you had as a police officer distance themselves, because now you are not part of the elite team. You're not part of that friendly contest where you try to out-ticket and out-revenue your buddies, and you know you can joke around about who wrote the most tickets and who wrote the least. Well, you're ostracized, so you don't go out to grab a bite with those guys. You don't park side by side and chew the fat in your police cars, you know, while you're waiting for that next victim of your speed trap. So you're ostracized. So you lose your friends. You're subjected to the night shift. You're in the combat zone, and
everyone hates
you. You're made, and you're a second class citizen or a second class blue team member, and that's what they do. So the pressure is extreme to play along with the house rules, which are really unwritten. But it's production, it's tickets, it's revenue, and it costs money to run the city. And the police, instead of being those who are protecting and serving as a cost center where it costs money to run the police department, now becomes a profit center. You said it best.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, just want to give you a heads up. Tomorrow with Dr. Norman Shealy, we're going to do a special broadcast. Dr. Shealy doesn't know this yet. But we're going to be talking about the Myers cocktail. M-Y-E-R-S cocktail. He's been talking about it for years on the air with me. And I decided that I think it is so important to discuss. I'm going to ask him in-depth questions about the Myers cocktail. and the benefits. We're not talking about an alcoholic beverage. We're talking about a cocktail of vitamins and minerals intravenously for serious diseases. And so you're going to want to tell your friends and family about tomorrow's broadcast. And it will probably continue on hour number one and hour number two. That's Wednesday. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be talking about Myers cocktails, how they're administered, what they do, and how and why they work, and what they're used for, what kinds of diseases. So, special broadcast tomorrow. Please share that with friends and family. I'll make that announcement again at the top of the hour. Gwyneth, we were talking about robbery, highway robbery, and you used the word highwaymen. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I love broadcasting with you, because your language is so clear. Highwaymen. And let me read the definition of highwaymen. It's a man, typically on horseback, who held up travelers at gunpoint in order to rob them. A man, typically on horseback, who held up travelers at gunpoint in order to rob them. Okay. The only difference is we're not talking about that man being a government employee, and we're not talking about that man being in a uniform. Other than that, a lot of similarities between the highwaymen and what we see today on the road by the blue tape.
I'll tell you what, Vincent. There's a reason why public roads are public roads, even when they pass through private land, okay? And that is, I'll tell you what it is. You are absolutely forbidden, under British common law, from putting a fence or a gate onto a public road. Okay? And that's the same in American common law, because obviously American common law is the same basically as British common law. That's where it came from. It came from the Magna Carta. And it came from a document called the Statute of Monopolies. Okay? If you want to look what the Statute of Monopolies says, but that basically is the basis for patent law and it's antitrust. Okay, in a nutshell. But the reason why you're not allowed to put gates and bars and fences on public roads is this. Okay, in old times, I'm talking about hundreds of years ago, big estate owners would actually put a gate and a fence on, you know, a fence along the road with a gate in it to allow the road through, okay? And he would have somebody stationed, one of his employees stationed at that gate, and maybe he wouldn't even have a gate, but that employee of the estate owner, or maybe even the estate owner himself, would be permanently stationed by the side of the road, and if any coach came through, he would step out or ride out into the middle of the road and demand a toll, okay? And, or maybe he would just say, stop, we're going to rob you. I forget what the exact phrase was, stand and deliver, you know? And they were on the estate owner's land, okay, the noble lord or whatever, and he also happened to be the magistrate. Now, do we see a pattern developing here? Basically, it's exactly the same model as what is being used today, okay, that you have public roads that the government is now saying are government roads. And in other words, they are saying that we own this estate. And all of you mugs out there, when you see our guys sitting by the side of the road, when we come out into the middle of the road and said, halt, stand and deliver, you must halt, stand and deliver because, you know, we're also the magistrate and we're going to give you a really, really bad time and you might never get out of my dungeon if you object. We might just decide to shoot you on the spot if you object. That's the business model that they are operating under. Now, hundreds of years ago, the British Crown, even before the Americas were, inhabited, the British Crown decided that that was not a very good way to operate things. Because what happened was that commerce shut down. Absolutely. Nobody could go anywhere and everybody had to stay on their own estates. You know, and these estates were vast. You know, we're talking about thousands and thousands of acres. But nevertheless, each estate was becoming like its own little country. And even if you were a villager on that estate, it was actually dangerous for you to leave your village and actually go anywhere because the highwayman of his lordship that he employed to go out there and, make sure that all the tolls or whatever taxes, private taxes that he wasn't supposed to impose, but he imposed anyway, that they were paid. And that's why we have this common law principle, okay, of not putting fences and gates and bars across roads. That is why we have antitrust legislation. That is why we have the statute of monopolies. That's why we have the Magna Carta. And these legal principles go back 1,000 years. And it's the same business model that the state was using back then, his lordship, who was also the magistrate, was using back then as what is being used now. It is exactly the same business model. And it's got nothing to do with law enforcement. It's straight-out highway robbery by his lordship, who also happens to be the magistrate.
You know, as you say this, I was thinking about something that you mentioned before. Not exactly this, but it ties to it. Stop, halt, stand, and deliver. And that's happening. But also, on a smaller enterprise, a private enterprise, the Blue Team, aren't they saying halt, lie down, and deliver to women?
Yeah. They are. And you've got no, you know, they're armed. And, if you dare raise arms against them, well, you're going to get SWAT teamed. That's just a stupid idea, and I would not recommend anybody doing that, okay? Because they've got unlimited thousands of fellow infestants that they can call on.
In the state of Missouri, in the United States, it is against the law to resist arrest. Not only is it against the law to resist arrest, but it's against the law to resist an illegal arrest. So if a cop decides to arrest you illegally and you resist, you can be arrested for resisting an illegal arrest.
This is getting into Alice in Wonderland territory, mate.
I'm being absolutely frank about this. It is illegal to resist.
Yeah, I can't believe you. I think they've got similar laws around here, actually. You know, because they are a law unto themselves. And actually, I live about 4 kilometres from a location which is locally very well known. It's called Melville's Caves. And the reason why Melville's Caves is called Melville's Caves is a cave system. about 4 kilometers up the road. And do you know who used to live in this cave system? Captain Melville. And do you know what Captain Melville did for a living? Have one guess. He was a highwayman. We call them bush rangers in this country. But
bush rangers.
Mm-hmm. Bush rangers. Same thing. Highwaymen. Because about 4 kilometres up the road is a major intersection between two fairly major roads that have been, by major, I mean two-lane sealed, okay, locally major. If you want to get between one town and another, you pretty well have to use that road, okay? Or you can use the back track where you might, you know, get your vehicle all beat up and dusted and all that. I suppose it doesn't matter if you're in a Crown Victoria, but, but you want to use the main road. And it's always been the case. And just down the road, about, you know, maybe 2 or 3 kilometres, you know, probably just over a mile south, there used to be a town, which is now no longer there, which was called Wheeler, that's W-E-H-L-A, and there used to be 50,000 people living there. Which is amazing because now there's absolutely nothing there. But that was the location that Captain Melville chose. And if you look at the location that modern police choose, they tend to choose a corner just outside a major town.
Yeah, I saw one the other day with his radar gun aiming out the window. He was really serious. I mean, he was trying to get any and everyone he could. He was... I guess he wanted to win the contest.
My name is Lee, I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and if you'd like to contact her, you can find her at usapreparers.com, page number one. Also, you can find her on the instructors tab of usapreparers.com. And she'd be delighted to correspond with you. She has a Facebook page, and it'll link you right to that. Gwyneth, we're talking about how commerce was drastically reduced or curtailed by landowners putting up fences and having their men stand at the road to rob passers-by. And inadvertently, I think we, our governments, our local governments, our state governments, and even the federal government, have engineered something similar to that inadvertently. They just incrementally taxed and added on taxes to the point where taxes in some areas in our neck of the woods, sales tax. Now, I'm not talking about income tax. I'm not talking about property tax. I'm not talking about personal property tax. I'm not talking about road taxes for gasoline. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm just talking about sales tax. They have increased sales tax to the point where in many places it's over 8% for the privilege of buying something in that location. Now, for example, in my neck of the woods, we have one of the lowest tax areas in the state of Missouri, and it's less than 6%. It's just a little over 5%, but it's way too much. But just go down the road in any direction, and the taxes increase to 8% or more. And what I'm saying is that inadvertently, I think by the increase in taxes over time, people have voted with their wallets, and they have created this boom in shopping online. Like, why would you want to shop locally if you could buy it from out of state and have it shipped for a lower cost? And let me give you an example. I just looked up the pair of sneakers that I wear. I happen to wear, have them on right now, New Balance. Not that I think that they're the best, not that I think that they're the worst. It's just kind of in the middle price range. Typically, at a store, they are $70, 70. You can buy them on sale for $5 less, which is nothing. $5 off is nothing to me, meaning it's just insignificant amount.
Yeah.
You can buy, I found a pair, I just went to eBay, and I found a pair new for $48. Now, there aren't many new pairs for $48, there's just one, but it's the same exact model that sells for $70. Now, why would anybody pay $70 or on sale for $65 plus over 8% tax when you can have it delivered to your door, the same equivalent item with the same make and model and color and all that? For 48,
yes,
you wouldn't, and that's what you were talking about with how these robbers who set up these toll booths on their property, what they've done to commerce, and so if you look at malls, that's what they've done. The high rent, the high taxes in malls. Let's just strip them of their ability to survive. So we've done it.
Yeah, nobody can make a profit. At any sort of conventional retail space, unless you own the building. That's the only way, if anyone out there is thinking of doing that. And even then, you've got a running battle with this mob who thinks that their local government, which in this country is actually treasonous, because under our constitution, there are two levels of government, okay? And there are three branches of the government, okay? The two levels of government under our constitution are federal and state. The three branches of government are the Crown, that's the, Governor General's department, and you have the judiciary, which is self-explanatory, okay? And you have the third branch of government, which is not local government. It just escapes me at the moment what that is, but we'll talk about that when we get back.
Yeah, and the question is, are they all in competition with each other for revenue? Because
the courts
are.
I think they probably are.
Yeah, hey, and when we come back, I'd love to ask you about the Queen. What does the Queen do? What does royalty do? And why are they held in such high regard? I'd love to know. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.